matters of translation, there was this one particular character, the one who was always with Dutton. He spoke in a smatter of English, Chinese dialect.
Mm.
What do you, in terms of your creation of this particular
mm-hmm.
character, how did you fill him up, and
right.
or break him up into those certain languages? Why that hybrid?
Right, you're talking about Tan King An, right?
Yeah.
I think for Tan King An, it was very important that he was the character who was the bridge between, you know, the two worlds, and that he was the one who could speak multiple languages. And I think that's what gave him the power and the, you know, the agency. So for me, it was critical. So I wanted to have a Dutton who, you know, primarily spoke English, and these detainees who were, you know, primarily speaking in dialect, as well as this man who could kind of bridge the worlds. But because he could bridge the worlds, he could also influence outcomes, and he had immense power because of the languages. So I think that really shaped who he was for me as a character, the fact that he was multilingual. And it was not I mean, it was not impossible, it's not an unusual thing. When I was doing research, you know, there were these people who could speak, you know, everything, English, Malay, dialects, and several dialects, and Mandarin. And because of that, so they were, you know, so Dutton would look upon him as a middleman. And because of his position as a middleman, I think he had the power to shape events and to influence what happened. So for me, that was key. And I think how he used his languages to whether it was to create trouble or to mediate, you know, because language can be used for that.
On a larger scale question, how do you think agency now in this contemporary age means having a handle on multiple language, being multilingual? Or does English now in, like, looking
yep.
back at your play, does English now still carry the main main source of power for any individual?
I mean, it does seem that English nowadays is the bridging language, you know, that most people would know or understand, and the other languages and certainly the dialects have taken a back seat. So I think in that time, if you would put yourself in the mindset of, you know, a gangster from a secret society in the 1960s, they might not feel even the need, or not even deign, you know, to speak English or to learn English, because, you know, why speak the language of the colonial masters, right? So, but I think now it's quite different, and I think it's a fact, I guess, of our society that English has become the
lingua franca.
The lingua franca.
Thank you.
Yeah.